hate it and flip it, I did it off the nine. Stay in the kitchen, I'm never off of mine. And now I'm Kemp in his prime. Did it and flip it, we did it off the nine. Stay in the kitchen, I'm never off of mine. And now I'm Kemp in his prime.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back, man. This is Ball Don't Lie. This is episode 116, man. We are back. Of course, I'm your host, Scott. You can follow me on Twitter, at Barbshare Scott on Twitter and Instagram. We got my co-host here, Dante, in the building. You can follow him at Octoberzonte on Twitter. And we are here. You can follow the Barbershare Network on Twitter and Instagram at BarbershareNet. If you are not a member of the Patreon, what are you waiting for? If you are a member of the Patreon, we appreciate you. You can subscribe, patreon.com/the Barbershare Network right now. You got the 5-hour summer sessions plan. We can just get the summer sessions OT episodes. We'll be recording one tonight, so look out for that. And if you want to hear all our shit, like we got season 2 of The Sopranos and our review coming up on Cinema with the Guys, it's going to be a Patreon exclusive. Look out for that. You can sign up for the $10 package. Once again, that's patreon.com/barbershare network. We're back, and it's been a pretty eventful week, I guess, since we last got off the air last week. A lot of shit is going down. A lot of things are going down. Of course, Corona has been bodying the lead. We've had a lot of cancellations over the last week. But let's talk about the big trade, the massive trade that we all said was eventually going to happen. James Harden has been traded to the Brooklyn Nets in a massive 3-team deal. I'm trying to see if I've got the exact, you know, I don't want to miss all parties, whatever. I don't want to, you know, just talk about, you know, them. So hold on, I think I got it right here. Okay, so full trade. The Rockets get Victor Oladipo, Dante Exum, a nigga name I can't pronounce, Rodonis Crooks or some shit like that. 3 Brooklyn first rounders. 1 Milwaukee first.
Some nigga I don't know his name, but you know who he is.
Yeah, some nigga I never heard of. 3 Brooklyn first rounders in 2022, 2024, and 2026. 1 Milwaukee first rounder in 2022, which is unprotected. 4 Brooklyn first round swaps, which is a 2021, 2023. 2025, 2027. The Nets get James Harden. The Pacers get Caris LeVert in a second rounder. The Cavs get Jared Allen and Taurean Prince, man. Going to give you the floor, man. What was your initial reaction? I know me and you were texting about this yesterday before it happened. What do you think about this as far as, you know, all parties involved?
I'm excited. I'm excited, especially for Brooklyn, because the last time we had a big three, I know people in the media, a lot of people hated it. A lot of fans hated it. But in terms of basketball, we got some really good basketball out of it. And I think adding Kyrie, James Harden, and KD on the same squad, I think you're going to get a lot of fireworks. And I also think KD is going to take his experience with the Warriors and everything he learned from Steph and seeing Steph, you know, take somewhat of a step back and allowing KD to get his shine when he got there. He's going to take that and he's going to be able to, I think it's going to be a lot easier to manage than people think if they do decide to keep Kyrie, which I think they will. You know, they got some positive reports from him today, you know, say he's been getting tested for Corona daily and whatnot. So I think for Brooklyn, I think it's a great move. For the Rockets, you get your reboot and you also get to remain competitive because you bring in a guy like Victor Oladipo. I know he still, you know, there's still reports that he still wants to get to Miami, but at least for a season, you've gotten rid of the distraction. You bring in Oladipo. Dante Exum, if he does get some burn, he could be solid off the bench. He hasn't been much of what he was projected to be. He was a former lottery pick. But and you got a lot of fucking picks. You got a lot of first-round draft picks. I know a lot of times these picks don't turn into much. We've seen OKC, you know, they haven't done much with them, but you can also package these picks to get other players. And I think a city like Houston is much more attractive than Oklahoma. So I think it'll be interesting to see what they do with all those picks going forward, because I highly doubt they use all 8 of them. And so for them and Cleveland, you got a young big for basically nothing, you know what I'm saying, getting Jared Allen. So I think that was dope for them. And so I think, you know, overall, you know, people talk about the imbalance of the league, but Brooklyn was already a top seed anyway. So just getting a top seed stronger doesn't really do much. So I think it's going to be dope. And I expect it to be Brooklyn versus the Lakers in the finals.
I'm glad you said that, because a lot of people, you know, this is gonna, you know, I'm gonna talk about my goofy mock in a week later, but how many times we get a super team, they be like, how many basketballs in it? I feel like we say this every motherfucking time. Like every time, like we know that they're gonna find a way to do it.
Yeah, this is not three really good niggas at the Y. This is like
these are three
elite Olympic, elite, you know what I'm saying, greatest niggas on earth type players, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, they're going to make the necessary adjustments to be successful. Kyrie is the only one I worry about. Because I feel like
Kyrie all the time.
When it comes to James Harden, I think he's in a situation now where he feels like, yo, I gotta win. Like I have to win.
I mean
if that means him taking a step back offensively and being more of a facilitator, I think you'll see James Harden do that. But as far as them figuring it out, they're gonna figure it out. Like I don't have any ifs about it. You saw KD, you know, fighting back laughter yesterday when they was asking him the questions. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, bro is hype. So you know, I really think they finna go crazy.
Yeah, I think it's a great trade for all three of them. You know what I'm saying? All three teams. I think it's good, obviously, for the Nets when you get a guy like, you know, James Harden. Everybody know I'm not the biggest James Harden fan. Not that I don't think the boy can hoop. I think anybody who think he can't hoop, he can turn in their basketball card. The boy can hoop, he cold. I just don't like watching his style of basketball. Now, I do think it'll be a lot more digestible, if that's even a fucking word. Blame me, I haven't had that much sleep today. I think it'll be way more easy to digest watching him with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. You know, I've seen a couple people, oh, they gave up Jared Allen. We do this thing with every time in all sports, not just basketball. Whenever a superstar is traded in football, basketball, baseball, I don't give a shit about draft picks. I don't give a shit about younger players because you're hoping that them younger players or those draft picks even hope out, even pan out, even half as good as the guy you're trying to get. So it's really, exactly, to me, it's really a non-factor. And when you're winning, those fucking draft picks don't mean shit any fucking way. So I hate when we bring these conversations up in any type of conversation about superstars, sports, and sports wire. If you're the Nets, I mean, you got to do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? I think this gives you assurance, depending, you don't really know what Kyrie's mental at. You know what I'm saying? I think that's going to be something that, you know, Kyrie's is a wild card. I'm not going to call him a loose cannon. Kyrie's a wild card. You never really know what's on his fucking mind. Kyrie's a dude who I could see in the middle of the fucking Eastern Conference Finals saying, I'm finna go on a fucking, you know, find myself in fucking Egypt or some shit at the game for the fucking Eastern Conference Finals. Like, we laugh about it, but I can really see that shit. Shout out to somebody I follow on Twitter, called that nigga Mahatma Kyrie. I'm calling that nigga that forever. Kyrie Sevy, whatever you want to call that nigga.
Yeah.
I think it's a great trade for him.
I agree, but one thing I do think we got to take into account is that none of his teammates have, obviously, if they were pissed, they'd keep it in-house, but they've always seemed pretty supportive of him. Even before he got traded, Jared Allen was like, you know, that's our teammate, that's our brother, when he back, he back, and we're going to rock out. And so, you know what I'm saying, I think more the outrage about Kyrie or whatever is coming from the media, but I know we'll get into that later.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, you know, after, you know, and then we look at from like the Houston side of things. First of all, I just love how John Wall and Boogie Cousins really kind of came up, was like, yo, we ain't playing that shit. Like, both of us, like, yeah, I feel like these are like on our last leg in the league, trying to, you know, both of them working hard. I think they both been playing good for what you can expect from them this time. They both come back from extremely tough injury. Boogie's coming from about two or three of them shits. So they didn't hold any punches. You know, Harden is one of those guys where I don't know how much he gives a fuck. You know what I'm saying? He went out there half-assed it and then tried to blame the rest of the team. You know what I'm saying? So I really liked how Wall and Boogie was like, we're not really going for that shit. You know what I'm saying? And then as far as like for them getting Oladipo now, I personally wouldn't trade Oladipo. I would personally tell that nigga, well, nigga, if you going to walk, you going to walk. Because if I was worried about you trying to go to Miami, I'd have kept fucking Caris LeVert. You know what I'm saying? We ain't had this fucking conversation. So I would tell Oladipo to shut the fuck up and, you know, and pick you a good house in Houston. That's what I would do. But I think they got as much as they could for their return. I think they got a little solid little team. I think it's a team that makes more sense than, you know, the roster was before when Harden was there. And this really Houston in general, man, you got to give it to Houston up in general. Houston has done everything they possibly could to try to make that Harden window work. Harden was there for, what, 8 years? You know, they had shots, and they really pretty much succumb to every wish he wanted. It was his fault a lot of them times them shits ain't work out. So if you're Houston, you can't really do nothing. You know, they did everything they could to try to keep James happy, to get that team a shot to win a championship every year. And it just didn't work out. So they got a good return. As far as Cleveland, I mean, you know, Jared Allen's a young big. I think he's real nice. I like him. I think he makes Drummond more tradable. But at the end of the day, it's the fucking Cleveland Cavaliers. Like, what are we, like, really expecting for these niggas long term? Outside of, like, Darius Garland, there's really nobody on that fucking team I like watching. I mean, Allen, too, obviously, if we include him. But, you know, whatever. I mean, they got what they could to you know, get involved in this deal and make the money right and everything. But I think it's one of those trades where everybody got something. I don't think anybody got fleeced. I think everybody got what they wanted to get. So I think it was a good trade. And also, it was just good to see a big blockbuster trade on the TL. Like, people forget that Donald Trump got fucking impeached for the second time yesterday. And I feel like that was, like, the second piece of news during the day. Like, everybody else was talking about the damn trade. Nobody gave a shit. This nigga got impeached. So it was good to see that. I don't really know. I'm semi excited to see them play, and I say semi because I just wish that fans could be there. I just want to, you know that crowd in New York. You know, even though it's a Knicks city, you know, it's gonna be people there who's gonna come just because they want to see the stars. You know,
I'm about to say, bro, you know how I travel for games. If fans were allowed, I'd definitely be in Barclays several times.
Oh, nigga, exactly. I'll be here for the first Laker Nets matchup.
But no, and also shout out to Houston for they recouped those picks they gave away in the Russell Westbrook trade.
Yep.
So, you know, that was smart on their behalf. So, like I said, it's one of those trades. We've seen a lot of trades lately where both sides are winning the trade. You feel me? It's not necessarily a winner and a loser. Like, each one of these teams got better in some regard. With the Rockets, it's addition by subtraction. Obviously, you don't have the firepower in the MVP at James Harden, but you have a bunch of players that are going to buy in and want to play for that coach and want to try to win and do their best. And, you know, I appreciate John Wall and Boogie, you know, stepping up and saying, you know, everybody else is buying in, but you got, obviously, they didn't want to call Bro out by name, but they're like, when you got one person not buying in, it's going to be hard to win, and we're not with that.
Well, Boogie even took it close. He said, it doesn't hurt me how you done, because I came here to play with John Wall.
Yeah, and we all do that. Like, and it's crazy because, like, everybody's always said, well, like, when is one of these, you know, groups of Kentucky guys going to get together? At first, for a while, people thought it was going to be Cat, Devin Booker, and was it not D'Lo? But
it was D'Lo.
Yeah, and D'Lo. But, you know, obviously that's not happening with them getting Chris Paul. But, you know, them coming together both off major injuries and still trying to get it together, you know. So, I wish them nothing but the best. Yeah, obviously, I still think they can compete for one of the lowest seeds in the playoffs in the West. But I think that's still going to be tough. But we'll see how they work together now without Harden and with everybody bought in and seeing, you know, everybody on the same page.
Yeah, definitely, man. As far as the Kyrie thing, this is the Kyrie thing. I want to talk about the Kyrie thing because this is my thing about Kyrie. Everybody know I love Kyrie. Kyrie's my guy. I'm a very big Uncle Drew fan. No, I did not go see that bullshit movie. But I'm a very big fan of Kyrie Irving. I think as far as on the court, he's one of the most fun players to watch. I think when he's on, you can arguably say he's the best point guard in the league. When he's on, when he's in his bag, he has the best handles I have ever seen in my entire fucking life. Kyrie is a treat to watch. With all that being said, the boy is a basket case. Now, I'm trying to be very politically correct. Because we are in a society right now where, rightfully so, we should prioritize mental health. I want to be very clear on this podcast. I am not making fun of mental health. You know what I'm saying? I understand what it's like to be depressed. I think we've all gone through a bit of depression. I've been through depression a couple of years ago. I was depressed for my whole 29th year. You know what I'm saying? I've had panic attacks. You know what I'm saying? I've been there. But with all that being said, I think the boy is full of shit. And this is why I say that. If you clearly, if you really have a problem and you need to be away from the team, cool. How about you tell the team, I need to take a permanent leave of absence, and I need to find myself. You going on this little PT, he doing what I used to do. I would take PTO and just tell niggas I'm just not coming in and not give them a reason why. And tell him it's a mental health day. That's what the fuck he's doing. And then he wants to say, oh, the media does this, the media does that. And I'd be on his side with the media a great majority of the time. But at the same time, maybe because I'm somebody who's actually trying to get in the media, you got to understand, a lot of people just trying to do their jobs too. Now you got your shock jocks or people like that, you know, who just trying to get some dirt, guys like Skip Bayless and
Doug Gottlieb, Coward, you know, dickheads like that.
Yeah, niggas like that. But a lot of people are just trying to do their fucking jobs. And honestly, Kyrie, he's becoming a content king. I mean, what else do you really want for us to do? When you're out here saying that you're out here taking personal days, and then we see you out here at a super spreader event for your sister and your father's birthday. And I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with celebrating your family members' birthdays, but we are in a panoramic, and you all are also playing on a fucking team where you're supposed to not be at these mass events. You know what I'm saying? So when you do shit like that, and you're not giving explanations, the team don't even know why the fuck you ain't coming. You're just saying personal reason. Your damn coach says, oh, I reached out to him, but he ain't texted me back. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's got to be some accountability here. And like, and, you know, it's, at the end of the day, it's your fucking job. Now, is it like any other job? Is it like a 9-to-5? No, of course not. It's not a regular job. But at the end of the day, it is his fucking job. And you have to inform your place of work why you're not coming in. You think he the only NBA player that want to take a fucking break? I'm pretty sure all them niggas want to take. You think LeBron don't want to take a break right now? This nigga been playing for shit since July. Nigga had like a 3-week break. You think this nigga ain't tired? You know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm kind of, and then we have all the fans say, oh, well, you just got to listen to Kyrie stuff. Yo, at the end of the day, sometimes niggas is just full of shit. And I think he's just full of shit. And if there's really a mental problem, then he needs to tell Sean Marks, needs to tell that organization, I need some time to myself. What's also going to piss me off is we know this nigga's going to be back in a week out here with Kevin and Kyrie and Harden. Also, if you look at the Harden deal, another reason why I think this deal is great for Brooklyn, it gives you Kyrie protection. If Kyrie starts acting like, keeps acting like a fucking weirdo, we can trade your motherfucking ass. And then we can go get that defense that everybody keeps saying we ain't got. So that's my opinion on that.
Yeah, no, I feel you, G. But I mean, like we always say, you know, superstars play by different rules. If this was fucking Landry Shamet or Bruce Brown Jr. who just disappeared on the team, they asked to be fined, suspended, and, you know, God knows what else. And so, but because it's Kyrie, he takes advantage of that. And I think, you know, with everything going on in the country, it's a perfect storm for him to, you know, say, all right, I'm going to bow out for a minute. And, you know, I don't want to sit here and say, you know, he's disingenuous with that because, you know, we saw him at the city council meeting. And that's something that he's always been, you know, vocal about and active about. But I feel like bro could do that and still hoop. Like, I don't think that's an excuse to miss games and shit like that. And it's like you said, the Harden deal is major protection against him nutting up and doing something else. And like, but I also believe, like I said earlier, that with everything, you know, with KD being his homie, you know what I'm saying, KD really being, you know, we all know that's KD's team, no matter how good Kyrie and Harden, all that's KD's team. He's the guy. He has the end all be all, the last say, I believe. And so he's gonna talk to Kyrie and just be like, bro, you know what I'm saying? We really hit a hoop. We got James. He knows the player that James Harden is. And with those three talents on the same squad, I think everything's gonna come together. But I agree, Kyrie, it comes off as disingenuous when you say you're doing all this, but then we see you at the birthday party, you know what I'm saying, with no mask on. Not saying don't celebrate your family, but it is also wild that, you know, people are still having large gatherings and shit like that as the pandemic. As much as we say the next wave, this mutated version of Corona shit, we never really got over the first one. That never really was a major downswing in everything that happened. And so with everything continuing to rise, and then we see bro at a party with no mask on. So, you know, that's going to cause issues.
Real super spreader vibes.
Yeah, it's just a lot, bro. It's like, come on, my nigga, like.
You somebody know, I mean, had a tweet that I thought was hilarious. They said, if you want Kyrie to return to the team, just send him an email with Knife on the Beats. I thought that was fucking hilarious.
I mean,
He'll be back. Of course he'll be back. James Harden fucking there now. I want to talk about from the basketball side of things on how you think this is going. I see a lot of niggas cap. And look, I hate to bring this up because, you know, it made me look like I'm a LeBron basher, which is
you
really
are,
not a
but
basher.
I mean, you are.
I know what I am. I
just
am.
Say you are. It's fine. Just
wear.
Except
I'm,
who you
I'm
are.
Just gonna wear. I'm just gonna wear. I am. But this, right. Honestly, this has nothing to do with LeBron. This has nothing
resident
to do with
LeBron basher on this show. That's you.
This has, like I said, I will be a LeBron basher unless he wants me to work for Undisputed or whatever. Then I will be like, Michael, who? Right. I don't know the damn Michael Jordan.
When the Bulls fall around draft Bronny and then he signed with the Bulls, then you're gonna love the nigga.
I mean, that's if he's good enough to get drafted by the NBA, which I'm not sure he is yet. I'm just saying, this has nothing to do. I'm just saying, stop putting pressure on the kid.
Be clear. They're going to be a package deal. Like, because, you know, LeBron deal is up. when that nigga's league.
You know, that would be peak Bulls to get LeBron when he old.
When he old as shit, like
King. When he old as shit, and this nigga averaging 13 points per game and shit. We here for this nigga farewell too. That'd be just peak there to Bears.
Sell tickets, bro. That'd be some bullshit.
That'd be peak Bears. But this is not about LeBron. This is about LeBron's fan base. And honestly, this isn't even about the Lakers and their fans, because Laker fans don't give a shit. Real Laker fans. Let's get this tweet. That's a difference.
Yeah, there's a difference.
That's a difference. There's real Laker fan. You know how you know who's a real Laker fan? Ask a real Laker fan who's the GOAT. They tell you Kobe Bryant, that's a real fucking Laker fan.
Yeah.
So I remember, did you see the opening of remember the opening of the season? They had O'Shea Jackson.
They had O'Shea.
He's like LeBron the GOAT. Like, that's not a real
Laker fan.
It's not a real Laker fan. It's not no real. If any real person, anybody knows a real Laker fan, knows that
they still Laker they fans. Take over, yeah.
Laker fans didn't fuck with LeBron 2-3 months ago.
Yeah.
When he like, held that Larry O.B., that's yeah, okay.
They appreciate LeBron, the man. Ring, but still, and even like old head Laker fans are gonna tell you Magic.
It's Magic.
LeBron, right?
Like, yeah, so, yeah, it's Magic. You know what I'm saying? But this is not about LeBron. This is not about Laker fans. This is about Bron sexuals. That's why I tweeted the video of Big Boy on my Instagram. Like, shaking like a stripper. All y'all talk, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. If it doesn't matter, why you keep bringing this shit up? I don't even know. If I had to pick right now, gun to my head, do I think the Nets would beat the Lakers? No. As currently constructed, no. Just because Anthony Davis is going to leash hell on earth in that paint. But it's January. There's going to be some, like we said earlier, JaVale McGee or somebody who's going to get cut from a team, or some vet who's going to be available at the deadline, who the Nets are going to get. But let's be very clear. These niggas are finna run niggas out the gym offensively.
Because first of all, you reuniting James Harden with Mike D'Antoni. People forget Mike D'Antoni's on that coaching staff.
Yep.
And so the offense they've been running has been extremely fluid. You've seen how efficient they've been with the ball. And then you add one of the most efficient players in the game in James Harden. I know everybody's been posting the stats that KD, Kyrie, and Harden are all top 10 in ISO scoring the last few years. But when you talk about coaching, talk about staggered lineups, they're gonna find a way to work all of them. And like then you're gonna have those fourth quarters where all three of them are on the court and they just put you in the fucking torture rack and there's nothing you can do about it.
And I will say this, man. I as a huge KD guy, KD's my second favorite player in the league. We all know who's number one. We all know the waffle colored guy in Oakland. You know, I always say, if you look at I gotta go for my light skinned niggas, man. I gotta go for Steph, I gotta go for Clay. I gotta go for my nigga Breezy. And
but you said that like he's a struggling light skinned nigga. Like
no, he's not. He's in the elite light skinned pantheon. Right? He might be king light skinned. Okay, we look up to him. Okay, we follow Steph's word. You know what I'm saying? It's him, Breezy, and Drake are in the big three. Okay, we only aspire to be these guys. But anyway, KD, I love KD. And one thing I really love about KD, I love how he still looks sane. Did you see this nigga against the Knicks and the Nuggets the last couple nights?
Still money,
I've never seen a nigga make the game of basketball look so fucking easy.
And that's why when everybody was talking about Achilles, like KD wasn't a high flyer, bro. Like he can dunk, but the man is 7 feet tall. Like it's not much for him to get off the ground and dunk the basketball. So like when you talk about how fluid his game was, how much his game was based on jump shooting, I wasn't worried. So for him to have seven straight games now with over 25 points?
Yeah, he's already breaking Nets records. That says more about the Nets franchise than does Kevin Durant. Yeah, I didn't even know Bernard King played for the Nets till yesterday.
They ain't had nobody but Stephon Marbury. That's Jason Kidd, that's about it. Vince Carter for a couple years.
Richard Jefferson was good. I know a lot of people forget because RJ is one of the best media personalities right now.
Yeah, they had young RJ.
Young RJ was nice. Remember that little big three, J. Kidd? Kmart, RJ?
I wouldn't say big three, but yes.
I said little big three. Okay, we'll call them the medium three.
J-Kid and the others, nigga. Like,
come on, dog. Like, come on.
Kmart
made a couple All-Star games?
No, I don't think he did.
Kmart made a couple All-Star games. Let me check. I'm pretty sure Kmart made like two or three. Yeah.
Nah, because remember he broke it. Didn't he break his leg again when he got to the league? He got hurt again.
He made some All-Stars, G.
But
he only made one All-Star. One All-Star, 2004. Okay, yeah.
No, that's not a big three. But okay.
And Richard Jefferson didn't make shit. So, okay. So it's a
he makes
yeah, Jason Kidd and others. Let's just keep it real. Yeah, Jason Kidd and others.
Yeah.
Richard Jefferson is an NBA champion. And so is Jason Kidd. But anyway, yeah, I mean, it's just, I think it's going to be fun to watch, man. Like I said about the crowd, man, I just really wish it. Because Nets and Knicks games are always just like cracking in general. Just because the crowd be loud as shit. You got all the New York celebrities, all the rappers be there.
I mean, KD just beat the shit out of the Knicks by herself yesterday. Kevin
Durant and the Durantettes beat the hell out of the Knicks.
First time playing, first time logging minutes, taking a shot.
Mm-hmm.
Buddy had like 12. They was really out there hooping yesterday.
Like, yeah. So it's just like, man, I think, I just would love to see how Barclays would be lit. You know what I'm saying? With them three niggas, man. And I want to be at Staples to watch Lake. Now, granted, them tickets are going to be rent prices. But especially when by the way, it's another thing. When fans are all loud, I hope y'all niggas know, StubHub going to be cracking. Like, niggas are selling them shits to the highest fucking bidder. Period. Yeah,
it's going to be a show. And I just want to say, though, it was about a year ago, right? Before I became full-time on the show, you niggas told me I was crazy, but I told you. Like I know it's the Knicks town right now, but if they start winning, bro, the Knicks is always going to be trash. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I don't give a fuck about these little runs they be going on. They don't draft well.
The niggas started 5-3 and they threw a parade.
Yeah, just stop it. Like, when you got KD, Harden, and Kyrie, who their deals all run together, so they'll all be up at the same time. So if it does go left or you want to get rid of one of them, you can sign two of them to a max deal and then fill a roster out around them. So either way, they're going to be solid for the foreseeable future, G. Look out for Brooklyn, my nigga. Like, I'm telling you, Brooklyn's going to
be good. Brooklyn's going to be good.
Brooklyn's going to, and you know how, and you know how they hype New York. So
it's going to be on the court. Marketing is going to be amazing.
I think Michael Smith did said it today. Oh, they'll never beat the Knicks. Like, bro, the Knicks are weak as fuck. Like, let's be real. Let's be honest.
I get what he's saying. If you're talking about, now, this is the thing. This is the thing I will give you, because like, this semi happened with the Lakers and Clippers. When the Lakers sucked, and the Clippers were the best team in LA for about 5-6 years. Honestly, no, they was the best team in LA till shit when LeBron came. So it was about 6 years that they were the best team in LA. Even though this was never a Clipper town, there were people who legitimately became fans of the Clippers, because when they were kids, if you look at guys who like maybe 20 now, that was 8 years ago when Chris Paul got there. So you were what, 12? So you grew up in the Lob City era. You don't remember the Lakers being good. So that's how they got fans. So with the Brooklyn thing, Brooklyn could get new fans. But let's not get it twisted. It's always going to be a Knick town. And, you know, we talked to our guy Al. He always lets us know it's the Yankees, it's the Knicks, and it's everybody else.
KD bring 2-3 rings to Brooklyn.
It's going, okay.
KD bring 2-3 rings to Brooklyn.
KD bring 2-3
rings. Not to New York. Bring them to Brooklyn.
It's going to
I want to hear this conversation, because shit always sweet when they ain't won nothing there.
That's a good point.
It's easy to crack the old jokes, oldies and nets. Let KD run off 2-3, G. What they going to say? I don't want to hear none of that. Knicks still fucking winning 32 games. You know what I'm saying?
Dolan's Mitch Robinson.
Dumb shit. Right. Like,
he's the guy. I mean, hey, if they win 2-3, we might have to revisit that. I just, you know, this is okay. So I have a question about if a new football team moved to Chicago, right? And these niggas were good. They were the complete opposite of the Bears. And these niggas ran out by 2-3 Super Bowls. You think it wouldn't be a Bears town anymore?
See, well, of course it would still be a Bears town. But this is my thing. Like, you would have people like me who are fed up with the Bears.
Oh, I'm watching both them niggas.
I'm gone. Like,
I say this
on Hill, 79th and Hallis, any show. If they was winning, I'd be on the first thing smoking saying fuck the Bears. Like, I root for the Bears. I root for the Bears because that's my hometown team, not because they are good. Like, if it was about them actually being good and making great personnel moves and doing the right thing, I would have jumped ship a long time ago. Like, it ain't shit about that. But I think it also comes with star power. Like, what players are on that squad? Because like, when you have a Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, James Harden, you have superstars on that squad, G. And I think that can make an immediate impact, not only with fans who are on the edge, but fans who, you know, people who just from Brooklyn, or people who, you know, we always talk about gentrifiers, the new people who moved into Brooklyn, who are starting families in Brooklyn, they're going to be Nets fans.
By the way, I love Brooklyn. I just want to say that.
You know, I'm going to say,
I love Brooklyn.
I know Harlem is more of a neighborhood, but like I say, Brooklyn and Harlem are my two favorite places to be in New York.
I didn't get to go to Harlem when I got to New York. That's one thing about the pandemic that I'm really pissed. I love New York. Like, I only been to New York one time, but nigga, I had such a fucking ball in New York. Like, it's not even like, one thing I love about New York, there's always something to do. And not only is there always something to do, it's not on no Hollywood ass shit. Anybody can kick it. Like LA, you can't, LA you can do depending on who the fuck you know. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, I know a lot of people out here. I don't have that problem. Never had that problem.
Slight flex, but okay, I feel you.
I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? I've been out here long enough. Shout out homie Black Trey, who's on here. Black Trey called me.
Shout out, bro.
He said I'm an official Angelino now because I've been here. I'm in my seventh year. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm three years away from barely mentioning Chicago in my interviews. Check me out.
Yeah. I'm about to say, niggas tell me, yo, you an Atlanta nigga, bro. I've been 13
You're technically
years.
An Atlanta nigga.
Yeah, I've been here 13 years.
You've been, so been there 13 years.
Yeah, I don't even fight it. It is what it is.
Yeah, exactly. You're like Tom Brady. People don't even look. People don't know Tom Brady from California.
They don't.
Look at that nigga. He from Boston.
Exactly.
Like you know, if Michael Jordan is from North Carolina, Chicago. Well, let's be real.
Yeah.
So in 3 years, I'll be an official, not official, but like I'll be like, oh yeah, I grew up in Chicago, one of them niggas. But anyway, I want to talk about the coronavirus, and I know I'm tired of talking about this fucking virus, but every day is getting worse and worse. Even in LA County, right now is the Rona hotbed. One in every three people have the virus out here, to the point where they want essential workers to wear that mask in their own homes. It's getting that fucking bad. Nigga, I don't even go to the grocery store no more. Shout out to Instacart. Shout out to Amazon Fresh. Amazon Fresh takes EBT, if y'all niggas don't know. Wow. Y'all didn't know, I just put y'all niggas on game.
Bezos taking over the world, though.
Amazon, yeah, shout out to Bezos. I used to have that. I used to collect that nigga's mail. my first year at Amazon, I collect that nigga's mail. I seen that nigga once in my life. And when they brought that nigga to the office, and they had like everybody's like, Bezos coming in today. He never comes. He comes every 5 years because we're just a movie studio. This nigga was like my height. I was like, this is the richest nigga in America? I can do this. I can do this.
It's all about what's in between the ears, though.
Right. So there's no reason I can't do this. But so it's just been super crazy. And it's been really, really taking over the NBA, man. Like, to the point where games are getting canceled. More and more games are getting canceled. In fact, the Bulls ain't played a fucking game in almost a damn week.
Insane.
Not because we don't have any players, because the teams we're playing ain't got no fucking players. Like, I think Washington is low-key the super spreader team right now. Every team that's played them or getting ready to play them has been getting their games canceled. I personally think everybody's like, oh, they need to take a 2-week break. What the fuck is that gonna do?
I mean, I think they need to take a break off the strength that they don't have certain protocols in place. Like, you just updated the protocol to where niggas shouldn't be going out kicking it. Like,
I didn't know they could have guests on the road. That was asinine when I read
stupid.
That.
They don't have antibody tests. Gee, my job tested us for antibodies, but the NBA not testing niggas for antibodies? That's crazy, because they had a reports of people getting it again, like people who've caught it twice. And it's like, at some point, the players said they didn't want a bubble for the season, so it's like, you know, just like with the MLB.
Bubble's not going to happen. LeBron basically said, fuck out of here the other night. Yeah.
So if you're not gonna do a bubble, gee, you're gonna have to shut it down and get this shit right and like really quarantine everybody and then restart it.
I mean, I think it comes down to players having to follow the rules, because if you look at certain teams of haven't had these problems, like look at the Lakers. The Lakers haven't really had a problem with it. The Blazers haven't really, because they've got leaders who are telling y'all we ain't going for the bullshit. Like LeBron, LeBron's not going to have anybody fuck up his chance to get ring number 5. He's making sure these niggas is in the bed and ain't doing shit. Damian Lillard was on his interview the other day, and he was like, his press conference the other day was like, yeah, I make sure all my teammates we're taking care of the rules. You know what I'm saying? When we're on the road, we just stay in the hotel together. We play video games, and that's it. And so a lot of these players just don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these dudes are young. They don't care. And so I think the only thing the NBA can do, like you said, is make stricter consequences, I guess. Like, find the shit out of these niggas and teams. You got to start, sacrificing niggas' draft picks to get niggas to understand how severe this shit is. Because that's the only way. I don't think a 2-week break is going to stop anything. Two-week break might make shit worse, because then you letting these niggas off into the wilderness by themselves for 2 weeks. Who knows what the fuck they're going to do? And I just really think they're going through the same thing the NFL went through the NBA. I mean, through the MLB went through, where they went through that little super outbreak. People forget the fucking Cardinals didn't play for like 3 fucking weeks. The Marlins ain't played for 2 fucking weeks. Them niggas didn't even play 60 games. And they still made the fucking playoffs. Like, the fucking NFL, we saw a game this season where a team literally did not have a quarterback active. Literally.
That's fucking nuts, bro.
So, it's just the world we live in right now. It's really just going to have to take more accountability. And like I said, Adam Silver gets flat because Adam Silver acts like he gives a shit. You just need to be like Big Raj, the biggest heel in sports. He don't give a fuck. Even to have his playoffs, this nigga is going to have his Super Bowl with people in the crowd. He don't give a fuck. So that's just really why I think the NBA is just going through the motions right now. There's really not too much they can do. And the players are never going to agree with both. So everybody who, like, Twitter just takes one thing and they keep rolling with, oh, what? Only the NBA would take a model that didn't work, that worked perfection and not do anymore. It's not that. You got to look at it like this. They're still trying to get their money. It's a money thing. Yeah. At the end of the day, it's not about these niggas' safety. It's about how much money can the league make. It's a difference from being in a bubble for 3 months where teams are leaving every week when they get eliminated from the fucking playoffs. You're asking niggas to be in a bubble for 7 months, including the playoffs. The playoffs don't even begin till damn near Memorial Day weekend. It is January. That's not going to fucking happen. You niggas don't even want to stay in the house. Yeah. Right, that's the funny shit. You telling these millionaires who have families to stay in a bubble, and you niggas don't even want to stay in the house. You niggas got to go to the hookah bar.
No, that's facts. And also, people are not taking into account these TV contracts. Like,
yep,
that's where they get a bulk of their bread from. And so, you even though they're not having fans, you need these games being broadcast from these arenas for the sake of local TV contracts as well as the national TV contract, because you're talking about billions of dollars that have already been, you know, bargained in there. And so, from that standpoint, it would be extreme, like you said, it would be damn near impossible to pull off a bubble with every team. You're going to literally have to put two different bubbles, two different parts of the country, and you're talking about a bubble that's going to go on for 7 months. That's crazy. Like, that's just, it's not possible. Like,
it's
the playoffs here for a full season. No. So it was either one of those things.
I can't even see the degrees of playoff bubble. Like, just, you see all these, ever since the bubble ended, we have all these players talking about how much they hated the bubble. Like, LeBron even brought up, he said, shit, every time the bubble was brought up, I think I have PTSD. So if that man said he's not going to do a bubble.
Yeah, shut your rich ass up, nigga. I think if that, like I said, that's like I think George Hill's a clown for what he said, but I think if that's the case, maybe y'all shouldn't have been playing. If it's that fucked up, it's that dangerous, maybe y'all should have went a little harder and said, yo, we don't want to start at all. Like, let's figure this pandemic out. Wait till the vaccine is available to all players. Because obviously, you already said, all right, we're not going to do no millionaire shit and jump the list and get the vaccine.
LeBron 36, bro. He's not finna fucking waste any of his time, bro.
Okay.
You know, I don't think LeBron's ever going to fall off. I think I pretty much accepted that.
Yeah, he's gonna walk away.
They can put like he looks better. I was watching this nigga the last night against the Thunder. I'm like, this nigga looks better. How is that possible? Now, you know what's going to be funny? When the vaccine drops, I want to see Mr. Kyrie Sevy. Was it when they make the vaccine mandatory for players to take? Ha-ha. Well, I can't wait to see the backlash to that one.
He's not going to take it. He's going to say
I'm going to use my herbs.
He's going to say religious objection. And then you can't object that.
That's going to be a whole little mess. Not just with that, but just in, you know, the world in general.
Oh, no. Kyrie, trust me. Kyrie's not the only nigga that thinks like that. Like, I had people that work.
Nigga, I know people personally.
Bro, I had people that work clowning me because I was like, yeah, bro, when it's available, I'm going to take it. I'm trying to travel, bro. I'm trying to get out here. They was like, all right, you're going to be sterile for the rest of your life.
Gee.
And I'm like, bro, shit, get I had out a motherfucker tell like, me. Stop talking to me.
I had a motherfucker tell me that they think that the government is putting shit on them cotton swabs with the test. Not even the vaccine.
I've heard that dumb
the
shit.
The tests. I'm like, look, so we've been taking tests for almost a year now. Ain't nobody even reported gotten sick or died from a fucking test.
Bro, not only that, I'm like, first of all, your stupid ass ain't never got a flu test before. It's the same fucking swab.
Well, a lot of people ain't take their flu shots.
Now, I'm not even talking about the shot, bro. If you like last year when I thought I had the Rona, but I just had the flu, I went and got tested, and they put the joint up your nose. Like, it's the same flu test as the Corona test.
Well, so, like, I took
this test been going on for years.
the saliva joint, because I'm like, you ain't putting nothing in my nose, dog. No.
It actually ain't that bad.
I heard, like, but when I went to Chicago for my visit my parents, like during the summer.
You did the swab joint?
I did the swab joint where they let me do it myself.
Yeah. No, see, at my job, we did it ourselves, but you had to swab your nose. It's just you didn't get the deep nasal swab. You just had to stick
the beginning of it and shit.
Yeah, like you had to put like an inch up your nose and just rub that joint around. So that joint, it's not as bad. But
yeah, it's gonna be 2021 is gonna be the year of the fucking vaccine, one way or another, man. So yeah. But let's move to our last topic. I just want to quickly talk about the Bulls. Not too much talk about the Bulls because the niggas ain't really played in like a week because of the coronavirus.
Yeah.
But it's two things I want to talk about. One, and really just one thing, it's really just all on Zach LaVine. Now that Harden has been traded, I think the price of the LaVine brick has just gone up. Him and Beal, to me, the prices of them, like, so this is the thing. If you're the Bulls, do you trade Zach LaVine? I personally keep him. Unless I get a deal that I just can't turn down.
You know, I agree. I think unless I'm getting like two first rounders and a starter or some shit like that, like I'm not getting rid of Zach.
And that's because his age, his talent, and his contract is very team friendly.
Age, talent, contract, bro. The future, because I think Zach is still getting better. I think like even getting Zach with a point guard, a facilitator, where he doesn't have to do as much and work as harder for his buckets. It's gonna elevate his game. Cause like you said, you know, we haven't seen much of the Bulls, but even from the road trip they went to on the West Coast.
What'd you think about the road trip in general?
They had a lot of fight, bro. It was a lot of close games. You know, I think they lost two by Zach at the buzzer. But I mean, one thing like we said in the last episode, they can score points. That's not the issue. The issue is defense, and that's gonna be the issue for a while. You know, as much as we try to give bro time, and you know, like we said, we're gonna take these first 20-25 games to see what's up. I really don't see it for Wendell Carter Jr.
I don't either.
You know, like shut down the whole 3-point shooting experiment. Just don't do that. Like, it's gonna be tough for us. As much as they, you know, rave about his defensive ability, it's gonna be tough for us to defend the paint with a 6'6" center. Like, I know he's listed as taller than that, but a lot of times when you look at him next to P. Will and other players, he's shorter than them. So, I mean, at the end of the day, it's going to be difficult for us to defend the paint with that as your five. Hopefully, whenever we get back, Laurie will be able to join the team again. He was playing well. I know.
Yeah, he started practicing already. So,
yeah. I know a lot of people say they wanted to play well for his trade value, but for me, I really wanted to see if he can operate at that five. Like, you know what I'm saying, at least be serviceable defensively. And then, you know, that's a mismatch offensively against most fives because Laurie can get a bucket in a lot of ways. And so I want to see him back on the court. And like I said, at this point, my prediction for the Bulls, like I said, I think they're going to compete for that play-in game. Like, that's where they're going to be at. That's where they
– I can 100% see that. Man, I think they did play a lot harder. I think, you know, they could have won all them games. Like, that's the funny thing about it. Like, they won the Portland game. They could have won the Sacramento game. They could have won a Laker game. They could have won a Clipper game. I think the thing that we're seeing, as much as I love Zach LaVine is a very fun player to watch. In the last game against the Clippers, he had 47.7 rebounds, 7 assists, which is
dog
ridiculous. But in the fourth quarter is where we got to get better, man. He gets real Westbrookish at the end of the game. His basketball IQ is very shit at the end. Even if you look at that Sacramento game, he missed that three. The game went to hell. The Laker game, I thought it was a good play drawn up by Billy Donovan. He shot too fucking early. Uh-huh. So it's little things he got to work on. But overall, the Bulls have a lot of fight. They're fun to watch every night. They're actually being competitive. And even when the Bulls always get their ass kicked on the West Coast trip. And for real Bulls fans, you know, we used to call that the circus trip.
Right.
Even when Jordan was here, we would get smacked on the circus trip. There's just something about it. We never played well on the circus trip. So for them to even have a fight and have the opportunity to win all of those games, to me, is progress. So I'm really to see that. I really don't care about seeing Larry Markin, but, you know, I think...
I've been hooping, though.
I mean, I guess. I just don't like the way he hoops. That's what I think it is.
I think you got a better chance building around... Not building around, but building with Larry than building with Wendell Carter. They should have traded...
Oh, for sure.
I like P. Will. I think P. Will is going to be a great player. They should have traded up for that two spot and grab Weissman or Melo. Like,
I don't think either team was giving up anything from either one, especially Melo. That's one thing that old Marjorie Niles got right in his
career. Oh, yeah, no, they said he was stuck on Melo. But I'm talking about if the Warriors, if it's true the Warriors were considering, like,
Wendell Carter,
you know.
Draymond would have Wendell Carter in a headlock so quickly. Like, no.
I mean, Draymond would be the perfect dude for him to learn from. But on this team, no, we need – he's not going out. I don't see it working, G, because we
and like numbers wise, Wendell hasn't been having bad games. He's just soft. He's soft, and I feel like, and like you said, he's like 6'6".
I wouldn't even say soft. I say undersized, G. A lot
you
of times
you can't have 6'6" center.
I can't tell you how many games we've seen the man get dunked on.
Yeah,
like he be getting boomed on, G. And so, like I think, like I said, I still think he could be a good player. I just don't think he's the player for the Bulls.
I can definitely agree with that one. I 100% agree.
Not at your five, G. I don't think Wendell Carter is your guy. I just don't.
Any games you're looking forward to this weekend?
Let's see. What's on the docket this weekend?
I'm looking forward to seeing Nets Magic because I want to see how KD and Harden are going to look together again. I haven't seen them niggas play in almost a decade. I'm not expecting Kyrie to be playing. That's one thing that Sean Marks said, that Kyrie has he's been in contact with Kyrie. That Kyrie is going through COVID testing right now. Say he's excited about coming back, but they still haven't given 100% the reason why he's been out. And he says, hopefully they will know the real answer to it.
Yeah. I mean, Dallas Milwaukee is going to be a good game. KP is back.
You see how KP gets back and Luka starts to get real ignorant.
I mean, bro, he needs
the last five games. This nigga's been wilding. Like, men are dangerous.
Averaging 27-9-8, bro. Like Luka is the guy we all thought he was gonna be. He's one of the few Europeans that actually came in as advertised and has exceeded the expectations. I think that's the rare one where they exceed the expectations of what we were told that they were gonna be. Like you look at Bargnani, all them other dudes, they underachieved. But when you look at Luka, dude is a problem. If the Raptors were a little better, this Hornets Raptors matchup.
Oh, the Raptors, man, look. Yeah, them niggas suck.
It is. It does look ugly. It's quiet for the Toronto right now.
Well, they're like 2-9?
2-8.
It's ridiculous. I told niggas about Siakam a year ago. Raptors fans tried to cuss me out when I said that shit. But yeah.
Hawks Blazers is going to be a good game. A lot of buckets.
Did you see how Dame stared down the reporter who told him? Who said that they weren't the best backcourt in the league?
Yeah.
I thought that shit was kind of hilarious. They're not when healthy, but I feel you.
Yeah, I mean, I like Dame. You're supposed to play with that chip on your shoulder.
Yeah, I love
that. Part of what makes Dame Dame.
But we're going to wrap this up, man. Let's get into Goofy Mog of the Week. I will give you the floor. You have yours?
Yeah, my Goofy Mog of the Week is somebody who's pretty much exemplified the energy of most Americans during this pandemic. And that's George Hill. You know, the NBA has put out some new regulations because they really want to, you know, quell all this COVID outbreak shit. And this man gets up here and says, I'm a grown man. I'm going to do whatever I want to do. You can't tell me I can't see people, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, bro, like, if you can't see at this point that, like, this type of selfish behavior is what's allowed our country to spiral down into the situation that we're in now, where ICUs are full. You can't even go to the hospital for regular shit. Like, because the COVID outbreaks have done so much and it put such a strain on our health system. Like, if you can't see that, I really don't understand what the fuck is going on. And so, like, that really just rubbed me the wrong way. Obviously, he came out later, you know what I'm saying, backtracked a little bit. But for that earns you my Goofy Mog of the Week.
I'm going to give mine to people who continuously spit out the same bullshit takes every time a big three or a quote-unquote super team is built. How many times, who's going to share the basketball? This is not going to work. They don't have any bench depth. How many fucking times are we going to keep going through this, man? Like, literally, we do this every time. We did this when the Heatles came together. We did this when the fucking Warriors got together with Kevin Durant. We did this when, honestly, we did this when the Lakers got LeBron. I mean, when Lakers got Anthony Davis. And here we are again. I'm doing it again. When you have great talent like that, especially when you got three guys who can score as easily as they can, and you got a guy like James Harden, who's a playmaker, you can leverage out their minutes to where you don't ever have to have a five on the floor with not one of them on the court. You know what I'm saying? So it's really like, who gives a shit about Caris LeVert not being there? You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to be able to get you a vet to, you know, I'm not saying Philly, because Jared Allen is probably one of the best young players in the league. But you can find somebody to be serviceable. All you need is six fouls against Anthony Davis. You know, you're not gonna stop Anthony Davis. Let's be real. You're not going to stop that nigga. You at least try to, you know, send him to the free throw line. Like, there's this thing you can, we all know Anthony Davis is soft as shit, which you get from a nigga who's from Chicago who roots for the Green Bay Packers. That's a completely different discussion. My overall point is, it's going to work out. It always works out. Stop putting up the little pictures of the old Nets thing where they trade all them picks to get Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett when they were AARP card members. Like, this is not the same thing. These are three guys in their prime, and it's going to work out. So that's my goofy mug of the week, man. As usual, we thank y'all for listening to the Ball Don't Lie. I know a couple of y'all were shocked that we're going to be on weekly, because I know somebody tweeted us like, oh, man, I wish Ball Don't Lie was dropping so we could get y'all take on the Kyrie shit. We're here every week, niggas. We're every week. So, you know what I'm saying? You're going to have to deal with us. As usual, you can follow us on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Barbershare Scott. You can follow Dante at Octoberzonte on Twitter. You can follow the Barbershare Network on Twitter and Instagram at BarbershareNet. You can subscribe to our Patreon, patreon.com/BarbershareNetwork. We will holler at y'all niggas next week, man. Hopefully, we'll be able to talk about the first couple games of the new Nets era. And maybe Kyrie Irving will join them. We will see y'all next week.